the kid in the movie last night was mute. And the movie had been going on for like 15 minutes. And Michael was like, oh, the kid doesn't talk? And we were like...
And wait, the whole storyline was about him not talking.
What movie is this?
The Boy 2.
Brahms. Wasn't as good as The Boy 1.
Yeah. Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah, Katie Holmes.
Oh,
okay. I mean, it was good. I never saw the first Boys.
The first one was so much better.
You would have really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, now I know the ending, so I don't know.
So it ruins it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Oh, well. What can you do? Should we start the show?
Let's start the show.
Did you hear? Oh, yeah, he knows about that. Is it gossip? No, he doesn't talk trash. A treasure trove of pop culture gold.
Well, I'm sold.
Now behold.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is the Lance Bass Show for Monday, February 1st, 2021. Happy National Freedom Day, everyone.
Thank you. Woo-hoo! I appreciate that.
We got Peachy Keen with me, Giggles Del Campo, and Turkey Turchin. Mm-hmm. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Well, one, lots of anniversaries.
Tell us about these.
Giggles and I's 15-year anniversary of working together.
A work-iversary.
Wow.
Is right now.
Yeah.
I actually have a question for you guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What was your first impression of each other upon meeting?
Well, we didn't meet 15 years ago.
No, but I'm interested in that.
Like the first time
were you like, oh, he sucks? Or were, you know,
no, I thought he was really nice, but I also was mortified because I had to take him and our friend Joe, who was his boyfriend at the time, and Joe's dad.
Mm-hmm. Very conservative dad.
Man from Idaho to a show called Erotica in Vegas.
Oh, no.
God, it was like a topless like rock show. And like there were TV screens all around the venue and it's like dripping honey on these girls. And I'd never seen it. Like I was covering for my work coworker.
I was going to say, why did you take them there? Did you want to go?
Well, we got invited and I'm like, well, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Because she worked for the publicity firm that we would always use with NSYNC for our challenge for the children.
So I took them.
Yeah. But I remember thinking about she's funny and she's like really nice.
she made that's me very laugh. Sweet.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So happy work-iversary.
You too. Long time.
And then another anniversary. Mm-hmm. 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
I think it was yesterday, I believe. Of the first time Turkey and I ever really spoke to each other.
That's very sweet.
That's right.
That is nice.
Our real anniversary is February 25th, we say, because that was our first date or the first time you kissed me.
It was
or
the first
like
kiss, not the first date. The first date was February 6th, but why don't you know that, Lance?
Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Sorry, it was Super Bowl.
Oh, your date was at Super Bowl?
Yes.
Or party?
Super Bowl party, yeah.
But this was the first time we had spoke and then I Facebook poked him. So.
Oh, that's right.
You poked him. I remember that.
But I also didn't know if that was a date or not. Because we were just friends.
How long were you guys friends before you decided, like,
a month.
Okay.
Before we kissed.
Yeah.
Because we hung out, like, every day.
Because, like, you know, we met 10 years ago today, right? Mm-hmm. And then it took till February 25th for us to, like, know that, oh, okay, we like each other.
But February 6th
is the first time we hung out. I wouldn't call it a date because I didn't know it was a date. I don't know.
Well, he invited me to go to some Super Bowl parties around LA.
Did he pick you up?
But it was it was as friends, you know?
I know.
I mean, I wanted it to be more than
that's
friends.
In the car, he was like, oh, I'd never date anyone below 28 years old.
No, he didn't. You said that?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know he was 23.
And then he literally goes like, how old are you? And I'm like, 23.
Were you playing hard to get?
No, I just know at that age exactly
like,
what I want.
I'm at the point of my life where I'm gonna you know, it's I'm a mature true. Man. He was 31 at the time.
Yeah.
31. And,
wow, 31.
Yeah, I was just a
that seems
young
like
buck.
Forever ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, sure nuts, does. Nuts. Well, it is National Freedom Day. The National Freedom Day is an observance in the United States that honors the signing of a resolution that proposed the 13th Amendment of the nation's Constitution on February 1st, 1865.
Wow. Okay, mm-hmm. History buff.
Name the 13 amendments. Go.
Up.
Just kidding.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know either. Just kidding.
Anyway, entertainment is where we're at.
Well, we do have some Pamela Anderson news.
Ooh.
Yeah.
One, I think, actually, let's start with a little lives lived. Because there's some people that have passed the last week talk about. And you know, they always say it comes in threes. This one really did come in threes.
Yeah.
We had Cicely Tyson.
Right.
We had Cloris Leachman. Mm-hmm. And we had
Larry King.
Larry King.
All within a week. And they were all extraordinary in their own
legendary,
right.
Yeah.
Legendary.
And they all worked till the day they died.
Yeah. Every single one of them worked to the end. Yeah, very end.
Till the end.
Larry died of COVID, right?
Complications of COVID.
I kept seeing the clip of you guys on Larry King. They played that a lot.
I know. Like, yeah, they were looping that on CNN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was nice that you were a memorable interview for them to put.
Well, because that was the interview. If there were memes back in the day or social media, this would have been the most viral ever.
Why?
But it's Larry King trying to sing "It's Gonna Be Me." And so we're like, I don't know, we're singing or something. And then he just looks in the camera and goes, "It's gonna be me."
What? I have to see that. That's amazing.
It's great.
Oh my God. Were you guys dying?
Dying. It's gonna be me. He was great. And Cloris was amazing.
She was.
We worked with her on Dancing with the Stars and she was a nutter and a half, and I loved it. She made days go so long, but I enjoyed every single minute of it.
She's a legend.
Legend. Just always cracking. And then Cicely Tyson. I never got to meet Cicely, but I mean, she really was working up till the end.
Yeah.
I was reading today, Tate Taylor, the director and writer of The Help, posted on Instagram. Everyone's sharing. I love when people share their stories.
Yeah, like that's always sweet.
That's the best way to just remember people. Mm-hmm. And the Cicely one was my favorite. He was like, and she was in The Help. Mm-hmm. So he's at New York airport or something, and he sees her sitting by herself. Mm-hmm. And so he goes over and gives her a hug, and he's like, "Well, where are you going?" She goes, "Bangkok, Thailand." And he's like, "Oh, that's cool." She goes, and then she started going off on her security and her family and everything. She's like, she ran away from them. She didn't tell anyone she was going. She's like, "I just booked a ticket to Bangkok. So when I get to Bangkok and they call me, I'm like, I'm in Bangkok." Because they did not want her to be by herself ever. And she's like, so she went by herself to Bangkok.
That's awesome.
That's brave.
That's cool.
Just because she didn't want them to tell her what to do.
Oh my God.
I just bought a ticket. I'm going to Bangkok.
Thailand.
Bangkok.
What a place to go by yourself.
I know. But just imagine her just by herself.
Oh, whoops. Sorry. We have
my dog is here, guys. Sorry.
A parade of puppies.
All right. Now we can get to Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
Please.
Cicely Tyson to Pamela Anderson. Yeah. So I feel like she's done this a few times, but she's quietly married someone. Didn't she do
Pamela?
That before?
Did she do this before?
She's, yeah. What's it?
Kid Rock?
No.
Tommy Lee?
No, the guy that is on the run from America.
Oh, Julian Assange. Yes. She was married, but she was dating him for a good while.
I thought for sure they got secretly married. No. Anyway.
Who did she marry?
She has married her bodyguard, Dan Hayhurst.
How cute is
How
that?
How Whitney Houston of her.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
On Christmas Eve.
Oh,
so the 53-year-old Baywatch alum married her bodyguard and bodybuilder. and fellow Canadian, Dan Hayhurst, in a secret intimate ceremony on the grounds of her home in Vancouver Island, British Columbia. Now, this marks the fifth marriage and ninth wedding ceremony.
Jesus.
Wedding ceremony?
Maybe she got her vows renewed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like, how's that work?
Yeah, me too. I was like,
In 25 years. Yeah. So the actress was previously married to four different men, including first ex-husband Tommy Lee, who she has two sons with, and a wonderful video. This isn't the first secret wedding. Yeah, see, I told you. Oh, no, of other celebrities. Okay, see, got ahead of myself. Like, I knew it, but it's not. Heidi Klum, Miranda Lambert, Miley Cyrus, Cardi B, they've all eloped or had secret wedding ceremonies.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Who else had one of those secret ones? It was Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh, yeah.
One, her wedding cake was
the upside down one.
The upside down crazy wedding cake.
Yeah, that was cool.
And it was New Year's, and all the friends thought she's hosting a New Year's party, but it was a wedding.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it was like crazy.
Everyone's dressed up already. So
it was fancy, but it was with the whole room, and then the whole room opened up like, it was a whole production, and it was in this beautiful, massive room. It was a full wedding room, like flowers, and like a real expensive wedding behind like these curtains. And everyone was like, "What?
That's cool."
I mean,
and no one knew they were getting married. It was just that was it.
If you guys had to do it again, would you have kept it so publicized, or would you have tried to do a secret wedding?
I mean, I didn't mind it at all.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah,
that wasn't a fun wedding.
It was a great wedding.
It really was.
Really
your wedding and Nick and Joanna Swisher's wedding. Mm-hmm. Two of my faves.
One of the same people. This is like the same crew.
But Joe and Nick's was just just the setting, and it was in
West Palm.
Yes, the West Palm. And they had like the remember the Caribbean like the first night, and it was beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean, I would just do it on TV again, just because. Like, since it was a TV production, the production had to, like, plan half the wedding.
Oh, nice. That's
like,
awesome.
They had to plan the lighting.
And it went off without a hitch.
So, like, it was took a lot of work off of us of, like, picking every single thing.
Oh, they pick stuff?
Well, yeah, just because, like, I mean, in terms of, like, dealing with sound and lighting and all of this stuff. And, like, it was just, it really narrowed things down to what we could do and not do. So it was like, oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah,
because I get overwhelmed with too many options. Some people love a lot of options. I like three.
I think I'd be Bridezilla, to be honest, guys.
Oh, me too.
Lance I really I, think I would.
We're just like, we had our wedding planner and we're like, just give us like a couple options for each thing and we'll just pick one. Like,
yeah. Literally. That's our job.
That's probably
I guess,
the way to do
right?
it. Yeah. Like,
and it was just so not stressful.
I mean, she was just really great. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't one thing I did not like at the wedding. Like, not one thing.
Me either. The food was so good.
Where did you guys get married?
It's in the old hotel downtown LA.
And Lance will remember it one day. He'll remember the name
it's
where he got
old...
married.
I don't remember the name.
It's the Park Plaza Hotel.
Park Plaza Hotel.
Okay.
Maybe in our 10th wedding anniversary, he'll remember the name
Maybe
we got married.
Maybe you could redo it.
Where did we have the after party?
At the Standard downtown in our room.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I was there for till like 3-4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
That was something.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Why?
Because I had all my Mississippi friends with me and LA I didn't friends. Know who, like, we were just went back to my hotel room,
like
which
50
was
people
not even that
room.
Big of a room.
Oh my gosh.
And then my friend Darren from Mississippi calls room service. He's like, can you just send up like 200 beers? Thanks. And then
literally
200 bottles of beer show up.
Oh, really? My gosh.
It was a $2,000 bill for beer that none of them drank because
no
he ordered
drank.
It like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, everyone was leaving everyone about was 30 leaving. Minutes and he ordered 200 beers.
Oh my gosh. I had vodka up there, not beer. Mm. That was fun.
Good times.
Good times. Good times. All right. This is Giggles. I know you're going to freak out, but you know the Dexter revival is on its way.
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. That ending was so awful.
So stupid. I hated it.
It can redeem itself.
Yeah. Maybe. I was hoping they'd have a movie or something to redeem themselves, so I'm glad they're doing this. So in case you missed it, the acclaimed Showtime drama has been picked up for a limited series revival that will see series star Michael C. Hall returning to the role. He's completely over cancer, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Return to the role that made him a household name. Mm-hmm. Here are some of the answers to the questions that you have been wondering about.
Give it to us.
Here we go. When is the premiere? Currently a solid premiere date has not been announced, but it's expected fall of 2021.
Okay.
That's this fall, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many episodes will there be? Showtime has picked the revival up for 10 episodes.
Oh, good. Nice. I thought it was 8.
Mm-hmm. When does filming begin? February.
Oh,
okay.
Should we go?
Massachusetts.
That's a quick turnaround, isn't it? Mm. To premiere in the fall?
No.
Oh.
Mm. Okay. And then what will it be about? Well, when Dexter came to a close at the end of season 8 back in September 2013, Dexter had faked his own death and was revealed to be living under an assumed identity as a lumberjack in Oregon.
So stupid.
It was so dumb.
It was so dumb. Because Deb is dead, right?
Yeah, she died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I guess we should have said spoiler alert for those that wanted to catch up before this.
Spoiler alert. Deb died.
That'll be the name of this episode. Spoiler alert. Yes. You're warned. You are warned.
But do you think, I don't think Dexter will ever be able to top the Trinity Killer season.
No, I don't think so.
That was so good.
I wonder what they're going to do with his son this season or this next season.
Because how old will the son be? Like a teenager?
I mean, unless they do a time.
10 years later.
Yeah.
I think it's 10 years later.
Oh, it's 10 years later.
I want to say.
So he'd be like 14?
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be a serial killer.
I want to know who they cast it. I'm going to probably look that up.
Yeah, 10 years later.
I really want a revamp of Nip Tuck because I loved that show.
That was a great show.
I want to binge watch that one again because it was such a kooky.
It was. How many seasons? Awesome like 8?
Show. Yeah, there was a lot of seasons.
A lot of seasons.
And, I mean, it was just crazy, that show.
It really was. I love the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like how they met with the patient.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I feel like I used to watch that, but now I can't even remember.
I loved
6 Feet Under.
Mm. Oh, speaking me too. Michael C. Hall.
Mm. That was such a good show.
So good.
That ending, episode.
Can't even hear that song.
Oh, see
Cry Like a Baby.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I love you all. And you too. On Monday, we're celebrating Singles Awareness Day.
Oh, yes.
Yay. Oh, all you singles
February
out there.
February 15th.
And mm-hmm. in here.
So, yeah, Valentine's is coming up. So I have some ideas for you for what you can do at home for Valentine's.
Are you a
and
love doctor?
Singles Awareness Day.
Okay.
I have some tips, too. I just came up with in my head.
What? Okay, you name your tips.
Yeah, what are your tips?
For the singles?
Singles mm-hmm. Awareness Day.
Have fun. Be crafty. Make a sock puppet, and that could be your lover for Valentine's Day. Design him or her or however he, she, they identify. And just you can have a lover on your hand. You can have a conversation with it. You can give it kisses, and mm-hmm. it can cradle you at night.
A lover on your hand felt dirty.
A little no. much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Valentine's Day.
All right, for some real ideas, here it goes.
Ew, rude. That was real, but go on.
You can go take a hike together. You know.
Take a no. hike.
Yeah, with your sock puppet. Another great activity.
I don't hike on normal days.
Yeah, exercise is not.
Set up a waffle bar. Build delicious waffles as seen on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
That's
like
the weirdest little, phrase.
The little TikTok mini waffle thing.
Is what like Hope did for us? All right, so our friend Hope was over here the other night, mm-hmm. and genius. She, oh my, so there's these mini waffle makers, like mm-hmm. teeny waffle makers, mm-hmm. and so she made these tiny waffles, but she put cinnamon rolls, just canned
like
cinnamon rolls.
Oh, right, okay.
So good.
So
you just good. Waffle it, and then you pour the icing on that, and it's like a crispy on the outside, uh-huh. gooey, flat waffle, but it's a cinnamon bun.
Does she carry a waffle maker
she,
with her?
With her, everywhere she goes, she travels with it.
Yeah.
In case she just needs a little snack on the go. She plugs
it
in.
I like that.
Just have a little can of
Pillsbury.
Pillsbury
pops
it in.
I love to bang the can, you know, and it pops.
You could probably get really creative with those waffle makers. Yeah. Like put some cool stuff in it.
I would love it too much.
Yeah. I have one, but I'm scared to use it.
What are some other fun things they can
do? Please, tell us more.
I mean, you can bake and cook together.
Yeah,
movie marathon's always nice.
That's always
fun. We've
been
doing that for a year already.
I know. It's like,
take a class together.
I want to take a glass blowing class
now. Can we just please sidebar on this real quickly?
I do.
So, what's the name of the show on Netflix?
I don't know.
Blown Away.
Oh, it's
so
great.
Nick Juhas, so who has been on the show before, he was on Big Brother. He's the host of the show on Netflix called Blown Away. This is second season now, but it's about glass making.
Like glass blowing?
It is
amazing.
The coolest show. I don't understand how they do this.
It blows my mind.
I want to watch
it. It's so cool. Glass is so cool.
It's really cool. And it's the most stressful show because, you know, it's like a project runway. But like at the very end, things crack or break or smack into things.
They're so delicate and thin.
And so it's like, crap, you can be finished with your thing and it just cracks.
Are they really elaborate pieces that they have to make?
Oh, yeah.
And they also like move those hot pokers. Like it's no big deal.
No one's been burnt yet.
No.
It's weird.
That's crazy.
It's branded.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to take like a mini glass blowing.
I know, it's amazing.
Class.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I now, when I'm looking in stores and I see this blown glass, I have a whole new respect for
you
it.
You do, because you're like, wow,
you know
that
what?
Is hard.
It is worth that.
I bet Michael would be good at it.
Thank you.
At blowing?
Yeah. Oh,
God, here we go.
Yeah, that's right.
No. I want to take a charcuterie
class. Hit me up
at
555-222 blow.
No, I just feel like, because he's artistic, like I would be garbage.
You walked right into that. You know that, right?
The blowing class?
No, the blowing comment.
Well, every time they would say, I'm a glass blower, I would laugh.
I know. And where they put the glass into like the hot thing to melt it, it's called the glory hole. That's what a glory hole is called. So they're always like, get it in the glory hole. Blow.
Yeah.
Blow, now put it in the glory hole.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Wait, it's called a glory hole?
Yeah. And then you blow it inside, you know, you can... The little tube thing.
You have to blow
so
in
you
it.
So you put it, it's like a little hole in the furnace and you can make it however big you want so it can fit in. And that's where you heat it up and then you pull it out to shape it.
And the glory hole isn't all that big. So you have to be really precise on sticking your glass in there.
Yeah.
This feels great. I know. I now know what the title of this episode is going
to
be.
It's not spoiler.
It's going to be the one about spoiler alerts and glory holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
People are going to click on this. you can do a game night with each other.
I love that.
Love game nights.
And you know, this is also for Singles Awareness Day. So you can get your friends together, have a little game night, a little ladies night.
Or your little sock puppet.
Get a little Prosecco.
Maybe on Zoom.
Yeah.
Plan a date night in. Set up a part of the house differently to make it feel like you went somewhere.
I like that. That's cute.
Like early COVID.
Have like a nice Fresno room.
This is totally Turkey. This is what you would want to do. Make a scrapbook together.
Oh my God.
Oh yes.
Literally. Like Barf. Someone just throw me off a bridge and then run over me.
I used to scrapbook.
And can we like write a spoken word poem while we do it? That would just complete my night. Oh man.
I get it. I get it.
Oh my gosh. And the last suggestion here, and it's because we're involved, but you know, the Bubble Tap company that I have, mm-hmm. we're doing a mixology class on Singles Awareness Day. And it's a fun mixology class on the 15th, and details on my Instagram. So go check that.
That'll be fun.
Out. Yeah. And there's only, I think we only have room for like 100 people. So
yeah.
Maybe it's sold out now. I don't know, but
we're closed actually.
Okay.
What is that holiday for men? The man Valentine's Day holiday?
I don't
like
know.
Like steak and
blowjobs.
Yeah.
That's England or Ireland, somewhere in Great Britain.
Is it around the same time?
I think it's like a month later. What's it called?
I've never heard of such a thing.
You haven't?
No.
What's it called, Lance?
Steaks and BJs.
Oh, yeah. It's Saturday, March 14th. Yeah, it's a satirical holiday created, no, in the U.S. as a male response to Valentine's Day.
That's pretty funny.
It's a day before my birthday.
It's mm-hmm. Galentine's Day, then Valentine's Day, then Singles Awareness Day here, which is...
I love it.
It's a lot
of parties.
Oh my God. So it says here, observances for the holiday on Wikipedia, steak and fellatio.
That's pretty funny.
And on that note, let's get to some good news. So IKEA has bought 11,000 acres of U.S. forest to keep it from being developed. They currently own 616,000 acres throughout U.S. and Europe, mm-hmm. and they recently purchased the 11,000 in Georgia.
Okay,
that would normally be lost to development. This isn't the only environment-friendly initiative they've taken. Last year, IKEA committed to buy back your old IKEA furniture provided it's in good condition mm-hmm. by offering vouchers of up to 50% of the original value.
That's cool.
Yeah.
God, remember when Lance and Michael and I we tried to build IKEA chairs one night.
Oh God!
And Lance had to take a drive because it was.
Yeah.
Oh really? Because you were so mad?
It's just so frustrating.
Lance had a Jen Shaw moment.
He did. He had to leave the premises. It's so frustrating.
He had to leave the birthday party because he was making a scene.
I love IKEA.
He had to go get a tuna sandwich.
Oh God!
That was right after yelling at me.
Oh, yep. Yep, I remember. I remember. It was not a happy night.
No.
I think
that's why from now on I always put everything together myself. Yeah. Lance always wants to be helpful. I'm like, I'm going to help. And that's why I literally say, don't help me. Go. I just don't. No. I just like to do it myself.
Fine by me.
I think that's why IKEA is so cheap. Because it's like, you can have it, but now you have to put mm-hmm. it together.
Well, there are services that you can call that they specifically deal in
just
IKEA.
Just IKEA. Because it's so complicated.
Yeah, because it just is a picture.
It's a picture. There's no words. Hello. Some of us need a little more
and
guidance.
It's always missing a little knob or, you know.
Well, I'm glad we've passed our IKEA phase in life.
I know.
Lance.
Yes, we have. All right, ladies. I think you're going to take over the rest of the show,
aren't you?
Because you've had some requests of having some ladies' night talk.
Oh. What? Night talk. Ooh, ladies' night. Okay.
Warning.
Candy-coated night.
People just
period talk coming up. That's what you girls talk about, I guess.
People just really like us.
Okay. No. Well, I'm going to let y'all go and I'm going to go have a coffee. All right. Bye, y'all. I'll see you next. Bye. Oh, I'll see you on Friday with the reality roundup. Who's coming on this Friday? Anyone?
I think it's just us.
Okay.
But maybe we'll have a surprise.
Maybe you can get a glass blower.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We could get Nick Juhas back.
You know what? Ooh. We could. I could send him a little text.
Let's
maybe.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're so obsessed with the show already. Like, hello, let's have a host on. All right,
guys. That's a good plan.
See you on Friday.
All right, guys. It's now us.
Come here, Dale. Yep.
I'm sure everybody turned this off by now, but still, we're here.
No, well, Dale's here and Coda, so you could turn it back on. okay, so we have some fun questions. The first one is, what's something about yourself that you hope will never change?
Ooh, that's
a good one.
That was good.
What do I hope will never change?
What would I hope that would never change about me?
I mean, I guess finding everything funny.
Yeah, you're kind of, even though you hate life, sometimes you are a ray of sunshine.
Oh, God. Well, thank you. No, I just was going to say I'm easily amused, and I hope that just like never goes away. I would
say for me, my ability to give. What?
Hold on.
All right, that was fun. We had a little bit of a mishap here. Dale vomited, but we're back.
It's got a bit of a tricky stomach.
This is definitely a Monday show if I've ever seen one.
Yes. Oh, I think he's ashamed now.
It's okay, Dale.
Dale, I don't mind. Okay. So what's one thing about yourself that you hope?
I would say the ability to give without expecting anything in return. I feel like I give a lot of like presents and like I like that stuff.
Skill,
I don't know why.
Skill. That's a good quality.
It is. It leaves me broke, but I also like it.
Yeah, no, I like that too. I mean, it's a really good quality. What books have you read that have had a big influence on you?
I knew you were going to ask this, and I'm not like a book reader.
It's number two on this list.
Okay. I feel like when I was going through a lot of my mental health issues, I know this is such a an easy thing to say, but The Perks of Being a Wallflower really, really helped me.
I hated it. I know that you book, hated it. I have it. To tell you.
And that's why I was like, that and weirdly enough, Prozac Nation. I don't know if you've
ever
read
that. I like that book. Yeah. I haven't read it in a million years, but I did like that. Perks of Being a Wallflower, it was just so depressing.
It is depressing, but it was the way that they did it with like having the internal monologue of what they were thinking and feeling, I could relate to that. So I would say those, and that's very easy to say, but what about you?
Calm the F Down was a really good one. It talks about anxiety, and I really just liked it because it was humorous, easy to read, and like true. And then To Kill a Mockingbird. It had a big influence on me because it's so beautifully written. It's such a great story. And I don't know, I loved everything about it.
What was the book that you read that really hooked you into being as much in love with reading as you are now?
I don't even know. It started when I was a kid. My mom said I would bring like 20 storybooks to her to have me read. Aww. Or like, I really like nursery rhymes. But Charlotte's Web was one of the first books that like a teacher read and we read along, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that, Babysitter's Club, Ramona Quimby.
Ooh.
I loved Ramona Quimby.
I did like Ramona Quimby too. I did like Ramona Quimby.
She was just such a little I almost swore.
I got my friend's baby a book for Christmas. And you know how they have Goodnight Moon? Obviously. Oh, yep. There's now Goodnight Zoom.
Oh, goodnight. I thought you were going to say go the F to sleep.
No, I was trying to laugh. I was trying to get that one, but it's Goodnight Zoom. And so I was like, it's kind of a joke, but it'll be funny to look back on.
Yeah. I love Goodnight Moon. My grandma would always read that to
us. That one
us.
And I Love You Forever and Always, as long as you're living. That one. Oh my gosh.
I love, my favorite part of Goodnight Moon is the old lady whispering hush. It was a bunny and she was wearing like a blue nightgown. And she was rocking in the chair. That's my favorite part of the book.
That's funny.
Okay, let's do so. What strange habit do you have?
What strange habits do I not have?
Do I have a strange habit?
I do have a strange. I have a lot of weird. Like, I have a control. I mean, I'm sure you know this about me. I have a control issue. So, like, after I'm done eating anything in my house, I have to, like, wipe down the entire kitchen.
Well, that's a good thing.
I mean, it's good, but it's, like, kind of, like, at the borderline of OCD.
Yeah.
Strange habit. I don't know. Taking my dog to the vet whenever I see something on her. That's a cool habit.
That's an expensive habit.
I'm like,
habit.
Oh, your hair is out of place? We need to check that out. What about you?
I hold my breath when I read and I don't exhale until I get to a period.
Wait, what?
It's weird. My sister pointed it out. She was like, I think she didn't know for sure it was when I got to a period, but we figured it out. I know, it's so weird. Hopefully it's not a really long sentence.
That's really weird. I also move my hands weird. Like I've oh, noticed, really? I don't know if it's an, because I obviously have ADD, but I can tell I'll move my hands in a certain way if I'm feeling a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
That is odd.
It's very
but
strange.
I've never noticed.
Okay. Well, now you're going to.
And also I play, this is so nerdy, at midnight every night, I play Boggle, right? Like the app, it's like, it's not Scrabble. I don't know. Look it up.
Yeah.
I can't really explain it, but and every night at midnight, your new challenge comes. Like mm-hmm. you get this treasure box and it's a whole thing. So I cannot go to bed till I've completed it all. Usually take the most it takes is a half hour.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say weird.
Keeps the brain sharp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What fear would you like to overcome?
My fear that I would like to overcome. Heights. I'm terrified of heights.
Yes, me too.
I even get weird if I'm overlooking a balcony.
Yeah, I don't
that's
like that either.
That's not even that far up. Like even out here.
Oh yeah. I don't get on a ladder.
I don't want to overcome my fear of snakes. I'm good on that.
I mean, I wish I could. It's just not possible.
No.
Like I'm just not going to put in the work to do it. I can't.
I wish I could overcome my fear of rejection, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like everybody kind of has
common.
That,
I have a fear of failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big one. It gets worse every year of my life.
We need to have like a another mental health episode.
I know.
And so do these dogs. They need a mental health episode too.
Well, Dale has anxiety, I think. Okay, growing up, what was your favorite children's story or fairy tale?
I feel like we talked about that.
Yeah.
Kind of. Fairy tale?
I loved them all. I loved all of them. Sleeping Beauty is my favorite.
I really like Beauty and the Beast.
That one's good too.
I love Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite subject in school?
Are we taking out like the extra, like the fine arts and like that kind of thing?
No, your favorite like subject, like it can't be lunch, you know, but it could be like.
Well, damn it. I would say. Honestly, I liked language arts.
I loved English. I loved history. Mm-hmm. I really loved human relationships.
That was a class?
Yeah.
I didn't have that.
And one of my cheer coaches taught it. It was human relationships, and then it went to effective parenting.
Ooh.
They were really fun. I also really love cooking. Cooking class.
Home ec?
Yes. Oh,
did you guys call it home ec?
Yeah, we did. And they like apparently don't do it anymore.
No, they don't. But you know what? They should teach people how to like do their taxes mm-hmm. and that kind of thing in school.
I think cook a meal.
Change like, tire.
Yeah. I would love that. I wish, you guys, all honesty, that I was like a mechanic or a plumber or something like useful, because people always need them.
It's true.
And like, so sidebar, this house, I don't know what's happened, but like there's plumbing issues mm-hmm. and then there's like the freezer. Don't get me started on the freaking ice maker.
The freezer man.
Yes. But they just don't show up. They're mm-hmm. like, okay, I'll be there tomorrow between 2 and 4. And I'm like, okay, text them in the morning. Don't hear back. Sometimes I'll hear back. Yeah, we're good. It's like 6 o'clock and nobody's come.
Yeah. Or it's like 3:59 at like when mm-hmm. the window's 2 to 4 and they're like, oh, sorry, we can't make it. I'm like, cool. Thank you.
I wish that like, I mean, can you imagine if every job was like that? If I was like, yeah, Lance, I'll be there between 2 and 4 tomorrow and I don't show up for 4 days.
Yeah, no, I wish that I was just generally able to do those types of things or even just like handyman things around the house.
Like my dad.
Yeah.
That is why my dad is such a good asset.
It's awesome. My stepdad really tries to be mm-hmm. that person, but it'll take him 3.5 days to fix something. He'll get it done.
Yeah.
But it's like, who has the time? I don't have the time.
No, that's one complaint my mom has about my dad is that he starts projects in our house and they never get finished because then he goes to like his, you know, his work. Mm-hmm. And so it's like we have half the floor in and I mean, it's a whole thing. I feel like that's a very common thing if you're dad's in like contracting construction stuff.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it is. We always tell him.
You're like, yeah, I know.
We always tell him. Okay, let's see.
Let's do 3 more.
Okay. If you could turn into any animal, which one would you be? Ooh, that's a good one.
Turn into any animal?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I would be a dog. That like, but you know, when like a dog that's well taken care of, or like an otter.
Ooh.
Because I love otters, and they like hold hands with their when they swim, and they do like the cuddle puddles. And
yeah, I would do a dog, or I would do a bird.
Bird would be cool.
Yeah, I'd like to just fly around.
Yeah, and you get to see new parts of the world, mm-hmm. you know? Can a bird fly around the world?
That's a good question.
I mean, I don't see why not.
I mean, like, they can migrate states, so
can a bird fly around? Oh, somebody has asked it. The bird that flies farthest is the Arctic tern. They can fly 24,000 miles a year.
Wow.
That's a distance about equal to the distance around the Earth. So one bird can.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, but a bird would be really cool.
Yeah, I would be a bird, I think.
Maybe. Okay, how about, let's see.
Give us a good one.
Yes. If you could travel back in time, what year would you visit?
I don't know if I would choose a specific year, but the decade of like the golden oldies. I just
like
would love
the 50s?
To be. Yeah, I would love to be just sucked into that for a few and see what that's like.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think I'd want to go back to the 80s.
Why?
I love the 80s.
Yeah.
And I just saw this fact somewhere. I can't remember where, but it said like the reason that you love music from like high school, middle school, it's because it from years like 12 to 18 is when you're most affected by things.
Oh, interesting.
And so that's why like you look to music of that time is so nostalgic because your emotions were heightened then.
That makes sense. I guess that's why I'm stuck in the early 2000s.
I know. I mean, I guess I was new because on the block, Nirvana, I mean, which I do enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many more?
One more. Let's do one more.
What's something about you that no one knows?
Something about me that no one knows that I'm going to air out to like 12 people listening to this.
I know, Mike, what is
something that nobody knows? I know something that nobody knows about you.
Oh,
but we can't tell
anyone.
Me
too, but I can't say. I guess, I mean, maybe people know this, but I love Sesame Street. Like,
I did not know that.
Yeah, I would still watch it.
Really?
Like, I haven't, but if it was on, I would watch it because I feel like it taught me so much. And I love it. I love everything about it.
Okay, I have one that nobody knows about me. When I was in middle school, mm-hmm. I took voice lessons with three of my friends and we formed a girl group.
What was it called?
I don't remember. I think it was Gia because it was J-E-A.
I thought you meant like the model.
Yeah, no.
So, I love that.
So yeah, I mean, you know, I'm kind of like a retired pop star.
I love it. That's way better than like in Sesame Street.
I don't know.
I went to see Sesame Street live when I was like 12. I loved it so much.
I feel like when, I don't know, people growing up in the age that I am, so I'm 33, I feel like that was very prominent when we were younger, like making because it was like the Spice Girls, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, whatever. So, you know, we all wanted to be the next big thing. And it didn't work, obviously.
Well,
so
that's why you're here today.
You know what? Weirder things have happened.
You traded in a pop star life
for pop
this.
Star.
I like that.
For James here. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I think that was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
I know people get to know more about us and they like it.
I know. And like, ask your friends these questions. They're always fun to like ask.
It's like roundtable discussions. I like the conversations that they bring up too.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
And also we should do a new mental health episode soon. I think that's important.
Yes, we should. It's always good.
Especially because we are in the second year of this
pandemic
stuff that's happening. So
yeah. I'm almost more afraid of what's going to happen when things open back up.
Oh my God, it's going to be crazy.
I can't even think about it.
I can't either. I have so much anxiety. Even hearing Lance talk about the New Year's Eve party or whatever that he was at, I don't know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
in my head, I'm like, you're allowed to do that? It's like everybody has PTSD at this point.
I know, it's true.
I can't even watch TV when they're in like big settings.
I know, it's so weird watching. You're like, oh no. And yeah, like our restaurants are opening up the outdoor dining.
Which makes no sense. Yeah,
and I can't do it. Like, I know that I've flown, you know, and stuff, but I feel safe on an airplane and at the airport because I don't take my mask off.
Yeah.
Like I drink underneath my mask, like through a straw, and I don't know. And shout out to Delta for not having the middle seats open yet.
Yeah.
Or filling the plane up.
And no shout out to all of the airlines that took away emotional support animals.
Yeah. I think Delta's probably that one too, but.
Suck it.
But at least they don't fill the middle seats yet.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think that's stupid. A United started doing 100% capacity, which I think is stupid.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope. I don't think so. And also, I'm going to sit outdoor dining out for a little bit.
Me too. I'm not ready.
I want to just suss it out a little bit more and see.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not go somewhere at the height of its busiest hour, you know? No. I just feel like that's not cool.
No, not good. Not good for me, for my mental health.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, thank you guys for joining us. If you're sticking around for the last half of this episode,
mm-hmm.
Always remember to be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Wear a mask and be nice to animals.
And we will see you on Friday with hopefully a guest.
Hopefully Nick from the, what's it called again?
Big Brother, the Blown Away thing.
Blown Away from Big Brother, but also host of Blown Away.
Hopefully we will have a blower on this show on Friday.
That'd be so awesome.
And yeah, we'll see you then. And also rate, review, and subscribe. I forgot
that. Oh yeah, do that.
And send us comments about what you guys want us to talk about. Because now, you know, we kind of have control of this damn show here for a little bit longer anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to sign off now.
Bye.
Bye.